This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
A very good evening, my brothers and sisters all around the world. In the month of March, TrackWorld concentrated on the financial services industry. And this is the final Tuesday in the month, and my daughter Alexis Hannah and my business partner are the A-team. That means Alexis Finlayson and Alexis Alpheus Finlayson and Alexis Hannah at Kalina Insurance. This evening, we give kudos to Mikhail McLean, whose basketball team, the University of Houston, defeated Oregon State in the Sweet 16 and advance to the Final Four. He will be one of our guests. The second guest is none other than Bridget Frances Ingram, the daughter of Oscar Frances. Well, please tell the world how your day went. First of all, Bridget, and then Mikhail.
First of all, and Ms. Hannah, thanks very much for the opportunity. To be here this evening. And as usual, my day has been busy helping students and families with scholarship application opportunities. But it's been a very, very fruitful day. Thank you.
Well, let us hear from the Final Four man, Mikhail McLean. You have him, Ali? Well, as I said, this is the 398th edition of TrackWorld with Alpheus Finlayson. TrackWorld is proudly sponsored by Sun Oil Limited, Auerbach Homes, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of international track and field competition, and management services. It is located at Pairdale, and the CEO is none other than my good cousin, Freeman DeVoe. And as we say, we only have good cousins, the ones that we talk about, at least. And then Sunshine Insurance, and of course, Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. We normally go to our break, but at this time, we will just continue our discussion. And Ms. Francis, could you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Okay, yes, sir. My late father, who you knew very well, who was also your friend, in 1957, he won two international relay track medals for the country. The first medal was with Tom Grant, Enoch Beckford, Tom Grant, and Tommy Robinson. The second medal he won with Shannon, Wally, and Hubert Dean. And so when my late father died 9 years ago, I started an organization in his honor right in Oaksfield, where he lived from 1961 until 2012. So my dad was one of the first persons to live in the Oaksfield area after the airport is relocated from Oaksfield to the present site, the terminal and the airport. And so when my dad died, I started an organization in his honor. And in 9 years, with God's help and hard work, I've assisted over 1,000 persons from the Bahamas to study abroad. And the reason I'm saying from the Bahamas and not just Bahamians, because I have assisted persons who live in the Bahamas, who are from throughout the Caribbean. I've also assisted persons from Europeans. And so from every different continent, I have assisted persons. And so the research means so much to me. And I was just telling Mr. Finnelson and his daughter, Mrs. Alexis Hanna, in the early 1950s, I should say around 54, 55, the then Vicar General of the Catholic Church, Bishop Leonard Hagerty, he was Vicar General at the time, mm-hmm. He visited all the different family islands, and he gave an entrance exam. He gave the exam himself. Mm-hmm. And all the family islands, and we know back then, those islands had more people right. than they even have now. And so he gave an exam for all family island students. And on all the different islands of the Bahamas, my dad came number one.
Oh, wow.
He came number one. And at my dad's funeral, Deacon Gregory Taylor from St. Joseph Church,
right.
He mentioned to my dad's funeral, and Mr. Finnelson was there, and a former judge in the Bahamas, the Honorable Malcolm Adley was also, his cousin, Frank Watson, the Honorable Frank Watson, all of them were at the funeral because he also was in Long Island where my dad was there,
right.
The Honorable Frank Watson. But at my dad's funeral, Deacon Gregory told how my dad was the top student and how my dad was just, especially in English and those subjects.
Right.
So why scholarships... The reason scholarships mean so much to me is because Bishop Leonard Hagerty, then he was Vicar General of the Bahamas, he gave an exam. And it was not sports that right. brought my dad to St. Augustine's. It was based on him being the top student on that written exam.
Right.
And so Mr. John Boleg, who Mr. Finnelson knows very
yes,
well,
yes.
who's Godfather.
He was at the funeral.
He's
yes.
at the funeral. He read to my dad's funeral,
yeah.
Mr. John Boleg. He mentioned that when my dad first came to NASA, he wasn't a good runner.
No.
Father Elias was his coach. And then when Mr. Lou Adley returned from St. John's University, they started coaching my dad.
Ah.
So it was grades that brought my dad to NASA.
Right.
And so just before the lockdown, I visited Long Island, traveled the whole 80 miles where my dad lived. His grandparents... Michael and Charles Major, he grew up with them. His mom, Blanche Major, who was a straw vendor, who Mr. Finnelson also knows very well.
Right.
She was a pioneer. She used to ship her products all over the United States.
Oh.
So her sisters did not have any kids. And so my dad grew up in Long Island, left Long Island around 13, 14. But his family was so large.
he used to make deliveries for his grandparents.
Right.
So he used to run from one settlement to another. And so that's how he started running. But his main specialty, even though he got medals in sprints and all mm-hmm. that, was marathon running.
Right.
Because he used to run. The family was so large.
Right, right, right.
His grandparents, his grandfather was married twice.
Okay.
When the first wife died, his grandfather was 50-something, and he married a young girl around 21.
Mm-hmm.
So the first wife, he had 16 kids.
Jeez.
The second wife, he had like 18 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
So with two wives, he had over 30-something kids.
Oh, my gosh.
So the major family. So the
right.
majors. And so I visited Long Island just before the lockdown, visited the property that my dad inherited from his aunt.
Right.
Because he was considered their child.
Right.
Because they raised him. And so on the harbor in Clarencetown, Long Island,
mm-hmm.
where my dad grew up, and as I say, his aunts basically left him all the properties in
right.
different places. The center, right now my office, because before he died, Mr. Finnelson has been to many events
mm-hmm.
in Oaksville. Oaksville means a lot to my dad. It meant a lot to my dad because when he, Tom Grant, Tommy Robinson, Enoch Beckford, Hubert mm-hmm. Dane, Wiley, Shannon, when they flew over,
That name is George Shannon.
Yes, George
and
Shannon.
And in those days, you
yes.
didn't have to be a Bahamian
yes.
right.
in 57.
And so they flew from the Oaksville terminal.
Okay.
And so my dad told the then developers of Oaksville, Basil Nichols
mm-hmm.
and Jeffrey Thompson, said, whenever y'all start selling property, make sure call me. And they called him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was some of the first to live mm-hmm. in Oaksville. But where he grew up in Long Island, as we know, the MP, Adrian Gibson, Honorable Adrian Gibson, is getting ready to build a terminal. But where my dad grew up in Long Island, I am hoping, because Mr. Finnelson now has more pictures than I have,
mm-hmm.
but I have a lot of pictures also.
Right.
I'm hoping on that spot where my dad grew up, because as they build and getting ready to build a terminal, an international terminal for
right.
tourists, I'm hoping to build a museum with all those historical pictures, because not
right.
only was my dad the first part of that first international track medal team. He's
mm-hmm.
the first person from a family island to get an international track
right.
medal for the Bahamas. So I hope right on that waterfront in Clarencetown to build a museum in honor of my dad and to show the family islands
right,
people,
right, right.
you know, because when he came to Nassau and Mr. Finnelson, I would recommend all of y'all, I was going to bring the book today, but I asked Mr. Finnelson 2 years ago when I had some schools visiting, I asked him for, he said, we only have one more copy left. And so I gave that, he told me he wasn't producing anymore, but I gave that copy away to a university in New Jersey
right.
for their collection. But in that book, it shows that when my dad came from Family Islands, he was the only one from the Family Islands.
Right.
It was hard for him to get on that team, on the national team.
Right.
And they told him, Mr. Finlayson wrote this in his book, when he interviewed my dad before my dad, they told him if he wanted to be on the team, he had to be Winky Isaacs.
Mm-hmm.
That Winky Isaacs' father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Winky Isaacs' uncle.
Uncle.
Yeah.
And so
he was a better sprinter, although
yeah.
Bob was great.
Yes, and so when my dad came from Long Island, they thought it was a joke that he couldn't run. He's the only one from the Family Islands. And
right.
so he ran, and he made the national team. And
right.
the rest is history. And also in 1959, and this is the reason before my dad died in 2012, he told his family to thank, of course, Mr. Alpheus Hawk Finnelson,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Fred Sturrock,
Fred Sturrock
mm-hmm. Sir Franklin Wilson, and Mr. Kendall Wright.
Right.
Because Mr. Fred Sturrock and Sir Franklin Wilson, they honored my dad for Marathon Bahamas
right.
in about a year before my dad died.
Okay.
Yes.
They honored him because in 1959, there was the Great Marathon that was held in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And my late father, he was able to beat the British soldiers who participated.
Mm.
Wow.
And so Mr. Fred Sturrock and Sir Franklin Wilson,
mm-hmm.
they honored my dad about a year before he died. And
right.
it was so funny. The night after Marathon Bahamas ended, the year after my dad was honored,
mm-hmm.
and he realized that Sir Franklin Wilson, because Sir Franklin Wilson's brother went to St. Augustine's.
Right.
Sir Franklin went to St. John's, but his
and
brother
he went
to St.
John's, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. A year after my dad was honored, about a year after he was, the night after the second Marathon Bahamas ended,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Fred Sturrock wrote this in the newspaper after my dad died,
mm-hmm.
is the night after it ended, a year after my dad was on it, he died.
Right.
And so I always remember that Sunday before he died. And so, you know, in the Bahamas, and I remember Mr. Tom Grant, I knew all of them very well. You know what he said? I mean, I always remember, you know, Mr. Tom Grant was outspoken. All of them were outspoken.
One of a kind.
He told my dad, so, you know, we all got injuries. But, you know, in the Bahamas, we only honor politicians. And so, yeah, it's true. In the Bahamas, we only honor politicians. But these are people who put the Bahamas on the international sports map. And even with Mr. Finlayson, some of the younger people don't know Mr. Finlayson. And I always posted about him on Facebook. I said, first Bahamian elected the IAAF. A lot of people don't know that, but your dad, the younger ones. And so, you know, as I said, it's about time that we get to know persons who did not get a penny for what they did. And they didn't do it in order to benefit. But it's time for us to honor them. And not just because every week I look in the newspaper, every other week I see Mr. Fred Starbright, but another athlete died while being recognized. And so scholarship. It's because of that scholarship that brought my dad to Nassau. And so that's why scholarships mean so much to me.
Before I lose my trend of thought, Michael Major. Was Michael Major related to Charlie Major?
Cousins? Yes.
Well, I'm shocked and amazed.
Charlie Major is my Grammy's cousin.
Let me tell you the story. In 1960, I went from St. George's. They didn't have a team then, and they started a team. But I went to... what's the name of the coach at St. Bernard's?
Not Crawford.
No. Crawford was Pioneers.
Yes.
Anyhow, I went there. And subsequent, in 1960, when you had to have your bicycle license. So I went down where Xavier's is, and this fella said, want to learn the triple jump? I said, yes. He took us right over to the fort, and we learned the triple jump. And that is the one and only Michael Major related. Mm-hmm. And I could never forget him for that, learning the triple jump. And I stopped running, and I decided to triple jump at St. Augustine's.
Yes. And so all of them are cousins. Gordon Major, his brother was working in the Prime Minister's office. All of them, you know, all of them are cousins. As I said, they are all majors are cousins.
Yeah.
Two brothers came from Scotland.
Oh.
They married Long Island ladies.
Well, so,
and so two brothers in total, before they died, had 60-something kids.
Yeah. Well,
and so all of them, all the majors are cousins. Yeah. And so, yes. And so as I said, and so just in today, when I was coming on your show, and it's so funny, Nikita Higgins, he was a student who went to SAC. He was national high school champion a few years ago at St. Augustine's. And it was so funny, Nikita Higgins, he was also a track athlete. His dad is Mr. Nesbitt Higgins, and his mom is Karen Missick. He was matched with a scholarship through the organization. And when he came to my office, he looked at a picture where my dad was national high school champion. He mentioned to me where he was also an athlete at SAC. And he won some sort of award while he was running track for SAC. So Nikita Higgins, what makes a scholarship so, what I am so happy he passed through the organization, not just because he got the scholarship, but this young man went into the University of Central Arkansas, saw Scottie Pippen's alma mater. And this young man from the Bahamas, he became the first international student to elect to the student government at a school that was started in 1907.
Excellent.
And so that was 100 years later, someone from a small country made history. And then besides Nikita Higgins, there's a young man named Raphael Newbold. Now QC, Queens College, is one of the most popular schools. I think I have more students come through my organization who went to QC than any other school. And so Newbold was a young man. He contacted me. He wanted to go to a different university, but he did not get... he got a scholarship from the Bahamas government, but he did not get the All-Bahamas merit because they told him that If you want to do pre-med, go to University of the West Indies.
Right, right.
I matched a young man. He was head boy. I matched him with a scholarship. He called me up to Dalhousie. He graduated one the top, and now he's in McGill Medical School.
Mm.
And then another person, Infinity Ingram. Her daddy's Pastor Ingram, and her mom is Lachelle Ingram at First Ministry Church in Eleuthera.
Okay.
And they tell people about my organization. They send people to me from Eleuthera, even though I never asked them to. But the reason their daughter graduated, one of the top students from Arkansas, Central Arkansas, and now she's completing her master's degree. Because she did so well in undergrad, she's completing her master's degree with everything covered.
Right.
And so that's First Ministry Church in Eleuthera.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the other persons, Blair, there's now Blair Evans. She came through me.
Mm-hmm.
She was valedictorian at QC.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up going to a top university. And now she's not even 25, and she's one of the major accounting firms now. And guess what? That young lady is a consultant, senior consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And and then we have the government school students. I let you get right now, Mr. Finnelson, but I tell you about the government schools, called some of their names. And so I started this old, I say, probably do it for about a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Heading towards 10 years now. Okay, Mr. Finnelson.
Ali, is are the guests on? No? Okay. Well, we are going to take a break.
Yes.
And when we come back, there's much more we have to talk about.
Certainly.
Yes. Connections, yes, yes, much more.
Yes.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up with Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And I know you all are excited about listening to this young lady. Well, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line powered by none other than BTC is 422-4796. And please remember, it is a text line. You can call on that text line. And thank you ever so much. So let's continue talking about the things that you've done. I mentioned, first of all, we have people all over the world doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And to many people, it ain't no big thing. It is no big thing. My granddaughter, when his Mikhail came to the Bahamas when his mother died, and we're sitting down, he said, well, I went to school with them. So this morning I told her how he made the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
For the same Houston, he said, not a big thing. He knows it. But the same thing around the world is not a big thing for all the things these people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Marcy, talk about her influence with regards to funding at St. John's in Minnesota, and St. John's and the sister school that you know.
Where's Marcy?
Marcy Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us? Do you know anything about what Marcy does? No?
Yes, you mean the guidance counselor that's in Augusta?
Yes, yes.
Yes, she matched students with scholarships to College St. Benedict and St. John's. She has done an excellent job. Mm-hmm. Now, she wasn't my teacher at SAC, but when I was there, she was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
She was the teacher to teach some of my friends Spanish. And so she's a real good, she cares for students, and that's the most important thing, because you have to have that passion. And so Mrs. Thompson, who's guidance counselor at SAC, she goes above and beyond to help students to go away. Because whether or not your parents, doctor, lawyer, teacher, contractor, housekeeper, no matter what beliefs, school is expensive.
Yeah.
Yep. School is expensive. And now the only thing I was telling Mr. Nathaniel Butler, who's also partnered with my organization from Durable Solutions, when he first reached out to me like a year or two ago, I told him, so, you know, there are some people who were turned down scholarship to go to their dream school.
Right.
And so he's finding out that we have some payments. If they want to go to a school, and y'all will know there's some schools cost up to $60,000, $70,000, you got to show up a bank statement.
Right.
There, he could not believe that there are some Bahamians who turned down, and all these schools, every school I deal with, fully accredited, there are some Bahamians who turned down scholarships because they want to go to their dream school, and their parents try their best to refinance their homes.
Right,
to send
and
them
do everything
to
just to get them there.
$50,000 school. Now, there's a young lady called Alexis Bain. She went to C.P. Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
She made history at Midwestern State University a few months ago. It was all over Bahamas Press. She's one of my students. She got matched with a scholarship for Master's in Health Administration.
Right.
She's a C.P. Bethel graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Patiska King. She was the first Bahamian student from a Nassau government school, New Providence
right.
government school. So we know in the Family Islands, most schools are public.
Right.
She came through my organization. She ended up going to Dalhousie. She did very well, and now she's finished.
Right.
And so she's one of my students. She went to C.R. Walker. And then again, we have a young man called Kyle Bain. He went to Government High.
Right.
And Kyle Bain graduated top in criminal justice from Midwestern State, a school that's majority white.
Right.
He graduated top from criminal justice. And then again, when we look at the Family Islands, as I said, Infinity Ingram in Eleuthera.
Right.
Top. We have those students who are top from there. And then also, next week, I have another Zoom meeting with the Honorable Chester Cooper's office.
Okay.
Because Exuma, a good number of the Honorable Chester Cooper's staff members and persons from Exuma, they are passed through my organization with scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the Honorable Chester Cooper's office. And then there's a young lady. A few minutes ago, Mr. Finnelson reintroduced me to Ms. Siobhan Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see her since 1988. She graduated with my brother, Dr. Francis. But there's another young lady, Dr. Christine Aubrey. She went to St. Augustine's with me. I haven't seen Christine from we graduated from SAC over 30 years ago.
Wow.
But Dr. Christine Aubrey, I didn't ask her to. She's an internist in Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
She always referring people to me with scholarship. And then there's Mrs. Raquel Benaby Hart. She also graduated from St. Augustine's. And she referred people to me. So
right.
It seems as though every island, I have someone who's sending people to me,
right.
Even if I don't visit the islands, because every island now, Auckland, every island, Inagua, Miguana, Exuma, Eleuthera, Long Island, there are persons who pass through my organization. I mean, we have some of these islands like Grand Bahama. When some universities visited, and I'm not able to visit because 2 years ago I was not able to win a university when they said that so many people on the island know me, and it's just because of scholarships.
Right.
And so what I'm trying to do now, I'm trying to tell people, do not turn down scholarship. Every school is fully accredited. I know you and your dad, y'all in insurance, y'all are financial people. People don't realize if you go to the bank to borrow that $40,000, $50,000, and you got to do that every single year, why do Bahamians turn down scholarship? Now, I also represent a good number of schools in Canada.
Okay.
The University of Toronto, a few weeks ago, they started sending me their information, University of Toronto. Also, I have done Druba and my organization, Bridget Francis, Oscar Francis International. We have done Zoom meetings with Acadia.
Okay.
St. Mary's. I have Thompson Rivers University. I represent Cameron College. And then I must mention there's a young lady, and never too late to go off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a young lady called Tabitha Butler.
Mm-hmm.
She worked at Dr. Sauce for 15 years. Someone told her about me. Tabitha. And Tabitha Butler Smith. Tabitha Smith Butler. Now, I don't get her husband upset with me. She went off. And there's a program in British Columbia, Human Resources. They said only permanent residents or Canadians get in the program.
Right.
She did so well her first year. They allow her in the program. And so Tabitha Butler is doing very well. There's Jenny Morris, who went to C.R. Walker, got a Life Wiki scholarship. And so that's the oldest person to go through my organization so far is 60, 6-0. Yes.
Let me tell you something about Tabitha Butler.
No, Tabitha.
Well, in my business, I talk to everybody.
Yes.
I used to be shy.
Yes.
But I go the wrong way now.
Yes.
So guess what? When my wife went to doctors to do some things that she hadn't done for a long time, I had to deal with her. The finance, well, she may be the HR part, I'm trying to remember now. And I was in the city market out west. And I always look at people and I say, I know you. And she says, what's your name? She told me Tabitha Butler, but she's now going to, what's the name of the place?
Thompson Rivers, British Columbia.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, guess who her father was?
Who?
Her father hooked up with my sister going to Connecticut.
Okay.
Beatty McKenzie. The Mighty Makers.
Okay.
The Mighty Makers.
It's a small world.
So I said, I'm going to go down to Chris, you know, the Guitar Institute.
Yes.
But the timing that time, it was sort of difficult to, and I told Alexis that we should go down to Chris, you know, and that was it. So it is really something else when you see people that you had some kind of, you know, hook up with, and I get excited.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My one thing I wanted to point out was also, Bridget, that, you know, you're sitting here and talking about all of these different students who have passed through your organization. Your face is lighting up each time you call one of their names.
Yes.
And you're able to riddle off each and every one of these names. Yes. Like, you've known them all your life and you still have a connection with them.
Yes.
So I appreciate the fact that, you know, that these names, these are not just, you know, this is another client, this is another client. These are these are people to you, real life people who you deal with on a regular basis.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about two things, about your connection, you know, your relationship with your organization and Druber Solutions.
Okay.
What exactly you guys do together?
Okay. Druber Solutions, Mr. Nathaniel Butler, Queens College graduate, and some people laugh, a QC graduate and a SAC graduate having a partnership.
Hey, I have a partnership. I am a SAC graduate. My husband is a QC graduate.
So, to joke about it, Mr. Butler was saying that he wanted to come visit me in Oaksville, but he was told by his friend, Mr. Sterling Bain, that all I have is sack pictures all over the wall. Sack.
So what that mean?
So listen what Mr. Butler did. He called me up and he said, you might know, but the Butlers, the Francis and the Varities are cousins. Because I won't come see you. And so he came to me and he told me, he said, you know, he realized that that I help a lot of persons go off to school, but it's a passion, just what you say. He says a passion. But he's also told by someone that a lot of these people who I help go off, whether their parents have money or not, not all of them pay me the little fee that I charge.
Right.
And so he told me, so you know something, you need someone, okay, you know, who grew up with a grandfather, who's a reverend, who's going to take care of your books and make sure that everyone pays you.
Right.
And so that's how he came in. So we are partners, but it's two independent organizations.
Right. Bridget Francis, so funny, International. I'm asking you about it. I'm getting a reminder from Juba Solutions,
okay,
right now for an
excellent
appointment tomorrow.
Excellent. So it's Bridget Francis International, Oscar Francis, and Juba. And so what he actually does, he told me, and then his next thing he told me, he said, you know, you're married now. So you know something? Your husband ain't gonna keep letting you get half of the people not paying. So he actually takes care to make sure everyone pays me, or at least he tries.
Mm-hmm.
But he said there's always someone. He said, I have a soft eye.
Yeah, and that happens. And you need to have
and
that
so,
person who acts as a buffer.
And
for
so
you.
That's what he does. And then there's also Tanya Major McCall.
Okay.
She does the GED and all that. She's also a partner. And so as he said, he tell me that. But I got to realize, if those parents had to go to that bank and borrow $40,000, $50,000, even $20,000 a year,
mm-hmm,
you know how hard that would be on them. And so when he went through all my books, and he actually, I don't want to say the exact figure, but when he actually told me, said this was like over, now you could ask him, but I think he said it was like over $30, $40 million I got for scholarships since I started this.
Right.
And he was like, come on now, come on.
Where's the return?
And so he said, where is the return?
Yeah.
And so he said, you know,
it is a labor of love, but still it is labor.
And so he said, his grandfather was a reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, he talked some sense to me, not because I said he started this in my dad's honor and Oscar Francis International Christian Garden.
Right.
And since I'm using a home that my dad left.
Right.
And I don't have to pay that overhead expenses.
Right.
He tell me I need to start charging and make sure everyone pays.
That
and
is
so
true.
That's it. And so, yeah, and so that's the connection with Juba. And so, just one or two other persons, John Wesley Ingram, I'm sure Mr. Finnelson knows him. His dad is a pilot. He's also a cousin on the Francis side.
Okay.
He went into St. Leo, did very well. He's doing his master's in cybersecurity, did his undergraduate for me, John Wesley. And then there's Jonathan Kelly and Angelina Tinker.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Tinker went up. C.R. Walker, she's a registered nurse in Oklahoma now. Jonathan Kelly, Shirley Kelly, that was her son.
Mm-hmm.
He went into Oklahoma, some of the first payments to that school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the persons are all over Arkansas, Texas. We actually set a record. And so we have the payments. Khalees Wallace, a female.
Okay.
She went to St. Anne's. She's the first female and minority,
mm-hmm,
to win the engineering award last year from the Midwestern State in Texas. And so Khalees Wallace, and so many, like Jordan Wilkinson. You say
mm-hmm
Emery Riddle, you mentioned him.
Right, right.
His dad, Ian Wilkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan went to QC, but when it was time for him to, he's run track for QC.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hold that against him. I was the one who reached out to Emery Riddle, and he got a track scholarship based on his talent. And now he's a pilot.
Wow.
Yes.
My question is, what is your relationship with the United States Embassy? We've had to do that with the St. John's and St. Vincent.
Okay,
yes.
I think they know me. I'm not sure they know me, but I think they know me. I know one time I had some students who were going into Midwestern State. And sometimes the students will come back and tell me, say that, they want to know how did you help at that university? How come all of a sudden
right
so many payments going? And
go
they will
there
tell the people at the embassy it's because of Bridget Francis.
Right.
And also the lady from Jane Ann Williams, she used to be at University of Central Arkansas, then Montclair.
Mm-hmm.
She said at one time, because I was the one who sent all, this is the most payments ever been to the University of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see at University of Central Arkansas.
Right.
But University of Arkansas, I talk about that relationship in a few minutes,
okay,
in the next minute. But she said University of Central Arkansas, so many payments start coming to Arkansas. She said, she tells the story that the embassy, U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas called her. saying, what's going on in Arkansas? So many Raymonds going. This was 9, 10 years ago.
Wow.
And she explained to them, Bridget Francis, Oscar Francis International, she's just sending students, like, making education affordable. And so the University of Arkansas, every now and then, when I turn into Mr. Finnelson's show, he talked with some Bahamian athlete. He knows everyone who went to the University of Arkansas. And so on the 15th of April at 7 p.m., the University of Arkansas is having a scholarship presentation via Zoom.
Okay.
With Drupal Solutions and my organization, Bridget Francis International. So University of Arkansas, they having a Zoom meeting. Western Kentucky is offering scholarships. And so I walk on all kind of universities.
That's where
the Razorbacks.
No, the ladies who live right down the corner they went to, they teach at synagogues.
What sides?
Oh, yes, they went to,
Kentucky.
And so we have Western Kentucky. We have, just had one with Western Kentucky. They told me if I have any athletes, let them know Kentucky. University of Arkansas. And so it's like every school, there's just scholarships. And Mr. Butler said, Nathaniel Butler said, he had no idea even now. So many Bahamians could actually go to school, and some of these schools.
Let me mention something. Do you know Central State in Ohio?
Yes, they just sent me some scholarships last week.
Hallelujah, okay. Praise the Lord. Our cousin, Finlayson, who ran there, she is integral in that. As a matter of fact, we're talking about there. The football team
had
and all of that is really something else. I had the opportunity to meet Gosh, his name is Gosh Gilbert or whatever it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he was a hurdler, a 400 hurdler.
Mm-hmm.
And when he come to the Penn Relays, I have an opportunity to talk with him.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So next week.
Yes, yes.
Central State, send me some scholarships.
So we're going to take a break. And when we're going to come back, I think it's time to just wrap it up.
Already? Oh.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. It's free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back on Track World. And Alexis, you had a question.
Okay. No, I just wanted to now ask Bridget, you know, we've talked about all of the good that your organization is doing and all of these different scholarships, and it sounds amazing. But now tell us exactly what is the process? How do we get in touch with you? How does one person that is ready to embark on this tertiary education experience, how do they start anything with you?
First of all, they will call my Oaksfield number, 323-6901. And when Mr. Finnelson calls, the lady who's also my mother, the wife of my...
the lady.
The wife of the Oscar Francis, my mom, who's 79 now, Marilyn Francis.
She's much older than me.
She would take all the information. I'm not there. And I would like to say shout out to Mom. Mom, thanks for being my secretary.
Yes.
Thank you,
Mom.
And make sure you get good gifts, Mom. Thanks. Thanks very much, Marilyn.
All of these children wouldn't have gone through school if it wasn't for you.
And so she always gives encouraging words. And so she would make an appointment, and my consultation fee is the cheapest in town. My consultation fee is the cheapest in town. It's a one-time...
Less expensive.
Yes. It's a one-time...
You don't like the word cheap.
It's the one-time registration consultation fee of $100. Now, what has happened, Mr. Butler said, I have allowed my accounts receivable because I started this organization in my dad's honor. If you don't pay, I still send the applications through.
Right.
Yes. And so... Then the students, lately it was Zoom meetings, but otherwise they would come in my office, Oaksfield, and they would meet with me. And based on their qualification, and most schools looking for diversity, unless you want to go to an Ivy League or pre-Ivy League school,
mm-hmm.
a 2.0, and you get scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, for persons who call me on my cell phone, and my husband, since I saw Mr. Finnelson last, I got married during the lockdown, Pete Ingram. Who's a contractor.
Uh-huh.
I would like to thank him very much because since the Bahamians know my cell phone now, they call me 9:10 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
And so I had to tell one the other day. So I said, you know, I'm married now. And so they were like, yeah. And so Pete Ingram, my husband would like to thank him again. But as he said, when he called me, he's like, they don't realize you knock off 5 o'clock. I was like,
no.
Yes. And so
you knock off in these types of businesses.
You don't knock off in these type of businesses. But he has been very encouraging, and he has been a lot of support. And I actually work till 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so the good thing about it is people is from Eleuthera, and he cooks.
Okay.
And he cooks. And so $100 now, Drupal Solutions. Now, Mr. Butler will come down and sit down and say, Miss Bridget, you're getting someone a scholarship, a full tuition scholarship. Now, let's put it this way. If they reach me before him, $100. Otherwise, he will set a fee based on the scholarship. But everyone can tell you on a serious note now. I would also like to thank Lincoln University of Philadelphia.
Right.
A good number of students have gotten full tuition scholarship to study.
Plenty.
Plenty. A lot. You see it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got full tuition. I would like to thank Lincoln University. They reach out to me. And so we have a bunch of students who got scholarship there. And so my consultation fee, $100.
Okay.
I don't turn anyone away. If you can't pay, you don't pay.
Okay.
And so a lot of the work that I do is for persons who really, if I know that their parents, because a lady just called me the other day and said someone's parents.
Excuse me. Somebody wants to speak to you.
Okay. Yes.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing, young man?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Has any Bahamian went to Penn State?
Thank you very much.
Mike Sands went to Penn State. And
that's where Mike Sands went?
Yes, he went to Penn State, yes.
Mike Sands went to Penn State.
But are you calling to talk to... Bridget Ingram?
No, you know, because of all the athletes in the Bahamas, I was wondering where, you know, if any athlete came out of there. Beam and athlete came out of there.
And my brother, there is somebody at Penn State now from South Andres. Okay? So, but this is not the time.
No, I know you all closing off now. You know, I closing off, yeah. Because you know, I just caught it, you know. Yeah.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, but as a person who live in Philadelphia, you know, that's it, yeah.
Well, you are a friend to my you may be a friend to my friend Andre in Philadelphia. Yeah. Right near the stadium. Thank you ever so much. Thank you. So I want to take a little bit of time and talk about kudos. We have to mention that. I say kudos go to Samson Colebrook of Purdue University and coached by none other than Norbert Elliott. Colebrook finished second at the University of Illinois in 20.73 seconds. Kudos also go to a plethora of Bahamian athletes who have done well in this outdoor season. And I must mention Abaco's Stephen Gardner, the world 400-meter champion who participated in Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago with his best outdoor 200 meters ever, doing, as I say, the best for his first outdoor meet. And I need to say that I thought that we would have an exciting conversation and people calling in, but I am now going to ask Alexis, I guess you will finish with asking questions of Bridget, but I would like to talk about my good friend, Ed Bethel, and give several kudos. My good friend, Ed Bethel, turned 80 recently. His bride, Dawn, and Ed are great friends to us. And I have attempted to get Ed, a former sports writer, and Kirk Smith, a former sports reporter, to have a show on Guardian Radio. You would hear Ed on Guardian Radio just watching the shows, or you would hear him. He is a voice of Guardian Radio. We spoke several times and he told me his doctor would make the decision for him. And a few days ago, I was shocked to find out that Ed had stage 4 cancer. His children have started a GoFundMe for Ed. I also, and I really feel for that. I think they are online, and you should be able to know how to make your contribution. I give kudos once again, Stephen Gardner. And I do appreciate those listeners, viewers, who log on through numerous platforms. I do appreciate our guest, and unfortunately, it seems as though Mikhail was not able to hook up with the Zoom, but you'll hear more about him soon. And we appreciate the one and only Ali Roll and not Sir Oolington Butler. Well, Skeeter Dames, on Monday, Thursday, his funeral will be held at 11 a.m. at Mission Baptist Church in Hay Street. And I want to just mention something. I have to give the kudos in the world to somebody called Ace Newbold, who had the opportunity to be in Exuma, and where Skeeter Dames was just enjoying himself and everything going in the water. And he had last week, a week before last, something on ZNS that came on, but unfortunately, we couldn't get it through any of the regular channels. Salute Ace Newbold for that, for all the things he's been doing for years and years and years. Track World has been brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Competition, AFD Management Services with my cousin Freeman DeVoe, Sunshine Insurance, and of course, Kalina Insurance. We give my sincere condolences to all families who are grieving now, and quite a number of families grieving. So there's anything that you want to say at the end, Alexis?
I would just like Bridget to repeat the number and any contacts for her to be reached on. So your telephone number, your email address, however these potential students can reach you.
Okay, I guess to be the quickest, we may cell number 565-3039, and my email address, BridgetFrancis@hotmail.com, or just Facebook, Bridget Frances Ingram.
Okay.
Bridget Frances Ingram on Facebook.
And we can reach you through all those ways. Last question. You talked about, you know, you being able to help with scholarships for students up to 60 years old.
Yes.
Is the process any different? What is the process?
No age discrimination.
Okay.
No age discrimination.
But in terms of the qualifications, like you said, the 2 point, but, yes. You know, they've been out of school for some time. So
that
what
way
would
people
be?
Get used to resume, and some universities would use letters of recommendation.
Okay.
Yes, of experience.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you so much, Bridget.
It's been a privilege.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
And, we didn't say one thing. The one thing is that we had an opportunity. Shawnee Miller's son come here as we were. He comes to Nassau every now and then. He is in the Orlando area. And so...
The coach.
The coach's father. And he came here. And we had a wonderful time, and we came right here to the studio.
Yes, he visited. Yes. Mr. Fennelson brought the USA track coach and also Shanae Miller's coach, father,
yeah,
to the Oscar Francis International Education and Sports Christian Garden in Oaksfield. So thanks very much, Mr. Fennelson.
A triple jumper like all of us. He went to school with my brother at Iowa State.
Yes.
The
and
father,
so,
yes.
Sports tourism. And as I said, I have a good number of universities interested. They say once the museum is started in Long Island, definitely they will send their groups to Long Island, Clarencetown, Long Island. And
right.
So, yes. Thanks very much.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you, Ollie Roll. Thank you.